Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in our modern age of communication, life certainly has become more complicated, isn't it? The internet has all brought us closer together and further apart all at the same time. And we get into this debate and this conversation about customer service because what you've heard most of your business life is the customer is always right. Now, we know that's not true. The customer isn't always right, but many times in the past, we just went along with the customer and we just did whatever was necessary to make them happy. And that becomes very important today, more important than ever because of social media. One customer can really trash your company when they are unhappy on social media. So we need to be careful on how we handle things. We need to not avoid customer complaints. We need to make sure we're right on it, and we're make sure that we're talking to people. On the other hand, CEOs can't always side with a customer. The most important asset that we have in our business is our employees. If our employees feel like they're not being supported, if we're permitting customers to abuse our employees, if we have customers that are just not being, they're not really customers, they're people who do nothing but complain. They're people who do nothing but create problems for us. Do we really need that kind of business? So we're walking a tightrope here between social media and making sure that we're making people happy, that we're determining whether the complaint is real, whether it's not real, how we're going to handle people. And at the other time, we need to make our employees feel like they're valued. We need to have them understand that we're on their side. Every once in a while, we need to go to their defense and stand up to a customer and protect the employee. If we don't protect the employees, well, we don't have a business. And on the other hand, we need to be training employees as to how to deal with angry customers. If the customer is right, we need to listen to what they have to say. We need to see if we can make them happy. If we can resolve the issue, we need to make sure that the issue never happens again. But be very careful in today's times as to what you're saying to people, how you're saying it, what emails you're sending out, because remember that social media is hanging over your head all of the time. And people who have gotten results by complaining on social media and all of a sudden everyone in the country, not just the company, not just in their local city, but everyone in the country is angry with a customer, with an airline or a business because a customer went on social media. Social media can be your friend and it can be your enemy, but your employees are what makes your business work. So make sure that you're doing everything you can to have your employees feel valued and that you are protecting them in every possible way you can from angry customers. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.